So, a little over a year ago, I had a conversation with Scott, and we were talking about looking for coded data sets for public health law research. And I said, sure, you know, I'm happy to do this and try to find what was very precisely defined as 50 state statutory data sets coded in a manner to be either machine readable immediately or to be accessible for machine reading. This turned out to be something of a needle in a haystack exercise. The world is full of databases. The world is full of data sets about everything under the sun that are not 50 state, not statutory, and not coded in any form or fashion. So it's a little hard for me to say that the juice was worth the squeeze on this project, but we gave it our best shot. So the objectives are sources, potential sources of data sets to support empirical law research, not necessarily the data sets themselves, and to look at the implications of these data sets for research methods and reduce the extraordinary investment of time and expertise required to create data sets by avoiding duplication of effort. So databases are not data sets. I think most of us in this room have at some point visited, for example, the NCSL, National Conference of State Legislatures, databases of state laws. They're very useful, they're queryable, they're not data sets for these purposes. There are lists of statutes. You have to be very careful of those. I was working with a student earlier this year who was looking at the newborn screening data set, database, that came from an advocacy organization. The statutes were listed by state, but without date of enactment. So the there was this, you know, kind of random pile of dates, some of them several years old, some newly enacted. So looking at the impact of these statutes without the dates was going to be a very difficult, in fact, probably impossible undertaking. So we did literature searches and more literature searches, not just in the peer-reviewed literature, but through agency and organization websites, through the Greylit website from the New York Academy of Medicine, and also interviewed the leading creators and users of coded data sets who are not part of the actual Temple group. So what we found was a very small number of 50 state coded statutory data sets, one of which is probably not a hardcore public health data set, and that's Ronan Avram's tort reform data set from the University of Texas, but it gets a fair amount of attention, so I wanted to include it as well. So what I can say is there are some hardy souls who have dedicated a lot of effort and expertise to developing these coded data sets, and Evan Anderson here in the front row is certainly one of them. Other observations, the coding protocols are kind of inconsistent from one data set to another because the data sets are used for different purposes. So if, for example, you're interested in the impact of local clean air ordinances, which would not fall within the state statutory data set, but it's quite a common area of inquiry, you would want to know what establishments were covered by that ordinance. If, on the other hand, you wanted to know whether the sale of tobacco was regulated differently across the states, you would want to look at things like taxation and the extent to which the actual tobacco vendor licensure was policed. So different coding protocols for different purposes or different objectives of research projects, and it takes a lot of work to update these, and I'll use Evans and colleagues' distracted driving coding project as an example. Just when we've got this brilliant comprehensive assessment of distracted driving statutes, we get voice-activated texting, which is a whole new area of potential work. So the costs and competing time demands can become problematic. That message is not conjecture on my part. It was very clear in interviewing the folks who had invested so much time in data sets. So it is definitely in everybody's interest that the Public Health Law Research National Program Office is looking at more standard coding protocols that will make things more transparent and easier to share. So, coded data sets, in my estimation, are somewhat different from the scientific model of coded data sets because obviously they change over time and in ways that are somewhat unpredictable. The coding can vary. It's not like a genetic code. It varies with the objective of the investigation, and the different parts of relevant law are often scattered across different sections of a state's statutory framework. Notably, the penalty provisions are often clustered in one place. That's a different place from the substantive law. There's a ton of work to be done in this area. And I think having electronic support for updates and more standard coding protocols is going to be really helpful. And Jennifer's going to be talking about that as she discusses that